T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. With us now is former Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann. Lieutenant, thank you for joining us this evening.
John, thanks for having me, and thanks for what you're doing to get the conservative message out to a broad range of listeners. So thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure, brother, and thank you for what you're doing, trying to make sure that we have a solid conservative in the first congressional district. I see your ads all the time, looking at your Facebook feed. You seem to be all over the first district these days. How's the campaign going?
You know, it's going great. We have tons of grassroots support, which is incredibly important. And of course, TV, radio as well. I think we have about 25 stops planned for the week and are working to finish strong.
Only 25.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big first. You know, yeah. 63 of Kansas, 105 counties. And I love doing that, going and meeting with people and hearing what's on their mind.
Trust me, I know. I've been out there in that. I've done those stops out there on the bus. And trust me,
you
you helped us. You were out there doing your part.
You were on the bus. You were the driver. Yeah.
We appreciated it. So, Tracy, I got to ask you, your opponent, Bill Clifford, has been all over Wichita TV. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. Earlier in the show, I did some, commentary on some of the races between conservatives and Republicans in name only. And Bill Clifford is one of those. He voted to increase operating levies. He voted for fee increases. He opposed the state tax and spending caps. He's criticized former Governor Brownback's efforts to cut state taxes. And yet he's running as a fiscal conservative. It's like, he's one of these magicians. So don't look what this hand's doing, because this hand over here is trying to tell you one thing. Your record on taxes and spending seems a heck of a lot more conservative to me. Let's just start here. I know you don't like to negative campaign.
Yeah, but not myself, but to be clear, Bill Clifford is a liberal Republican.
Thank you.
He's
yes.
running as an outsider. He's been in office for the last 16 years. He's voted repeatedly to raise property taxes, which kill businesses, kill property owners, kill farmers. It's devastating. And then he has voted for sales tax increases. So supportive that he personally paid for the signage to promote the sales tax increase. And then that's a fact, and then voted to lengthen the mandatory stay at home orders this summer. And that vote twice, those votes were to the left of Laura Kelly and to the left of the other Republicans on the county commission, who fortunately overrode him. So he is running and pretending to be something he's not. But, the truth comes out. Kansans are smart. People in the Big First are smart. And what his record is will become clear.
Well, I'm glad you brought that last part up, because he was the only Finney County commissioner to vote against allowing businesses to reopen their business. Tell me, do you agree with Dr. Clifford and Laura Kelly? Do you think we rushed the reopening, or do you think the president handled it the right way.
I support President Trump. He handled it the right way. The bottom line is we've stayed closed too long. We've got to return to normal. This COVID, like it or not, is not going anywhere. We have got to adapt and work our way, manage our way through this disease. We now know what this is, John. Some people need to take precautions. Some people need to take extreme precaution. But we can't do this, open up the economy, close it down, open it up. We've got to return to normal demand levels, get the economy going again, get people back to work, get our, markets reopened and functioning normally, to increase prices.
Right. Well, I know one of the big issues, big first, is a huge agriculture. Obviously, that's the heart. We're the heartland of the nation. The first district is heavy ag. Tell me, what are your thoughts as we begin to reopen? How would you approach trying to, re-energize and reinvigorate the ag industry in Kansas?
Sure. Well, I grew up on a family farm, fifth generation to live in Quinter. I understand there's a TV ad that questions where I am from.
Yeah, I saw that too. I mean, come on.
Grew up, I was a fifth generation to live in my house in Quinter, which is in northwest Kansas, Goh County. Went to K-State. We've lived in Salina, Audrey and I, for the last 12 years. So it's just, desperation from someone who is losing in the polls. Specific to agriculture, though, we got endorsed by the Kansas Farm Bureau, which is the most important endorsement in this race. And it's the most grassroots, bottom-up. County Farm Bureau, farmers and ranchers select who they want to endorse, and we were glad to win that. Now, it's an acknowledgement of the background and experience we have in agriculture. And agriculture, and certainly on the House Ag Committee, will certainly be top priority for me. We've got to return to free markets. We've got to return to trade relations. We've got to proactively build trade relations with other countries to increase demand to bring our livestock and commodity prices back up, John. Huge priority for me.
I know we've only got a little more than a minute or two left. I'm trade's one of the major issues. It definitely impacts Kansas, and again, it impacts the ag community. Are you concerned at all with what you're seeing with sort of the new tensions with China? Do you think that the president's pursuing the right directions with China and trade, or do you think there are ways that we can improve that?
I think, I think President Trump is right. He is finally standing up to China, who's taken us on for far too long. Now, our farmers have been caught in this trade war, and Trump's acknowledged that. And he's, as markets have been disrupted accordingly, he has been helpful on that. So, but here's what we need to do, John. We need to think as a country, who do we want our trading partners to be in 3 years, 7 years, 10 years? Proactively build those relationships today and be much less dependent on a relationship with China.
No, you're absolutely right in that regard. That is the key, and try and pursue alternate crops, alternate products, so that we are a little more diversified as well. Tracy, thank you for joining us this evening. I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to talk again. I know we've had you on the show before, but I just wanted to, frankly, I wanted to highlight some of the stuff that we're hearing from Clifford, because the truth, like you said, the Kansas voters are smart, but they have to find out about these things. If we don't get it out there, they can be duped, which is what I think a lot of these liberal Republicans are hoping for. And so I wanted to have you on and have the opportunity to set the record straight, for lack of a better term. If folks want more information, they want a yard sign, if they want to donate, it's not too late, they can donate. They can visit TracyMann.com, correct?
Yep, that's exactly right. TracyMann, TracyMann.com. And John, thanks a ton for what you're doing, and thanks for having me on.
Of course, my friend. It's always nice to have you. Thank you again. Folks, we have more special guests coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So make sure you stick to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all of the latest updates. We have some really unique guests coming up. Next week, we're going to have one in particular I think you'll be glad to hear from. Also, want to let you know, obviously, we talked about it a little bit earlier on the show, doubt I will be heading to the Republican National Convention as a delegate. I may still go to Charlotte to cover it on behalf of KNSS and Fox News, but we'll keep updating you as that progresses. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you next week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.